Ushani Kamoniyot.
The Malveh Hashem in Perek Bet Halacha Bet. A Malveh Berebit Over Ashisha Lavin. Somebody that lends money with interest transgresses six Isurim from the Torah. Ketzad Over Alot Yelo Kenoshe. It's in Shemot Chav Bet Chav Dalet. Ve'alot Simun Alav Neshech. That's in the same Perek. ועל תיקח מאיתו נשך ותרבית, that's in ויקרא חפה. ועל את כספך לא תתן לו בנשך, that's in ויקרא למד זין. ועל ומרבית לא תתן אוכליך, that's in the same פרק. ועל לפני עבד לא תתן מכשול. So putting a stumbling block in front of another Jew by charging him interest. הלכה then continues and says that there's an איסור also on the לווה. Halovei berebit, one that's borrowing the money, over al shnei lavin, ketzad, over al lo tashich la'achicha, that's in Devarim Chav Gimal, ve'over al lifnei iver lo titen michshol, because he's putting a stumbling block in front of the malveh. So therefore, one has to be very careful, because there's already a wholesale isurim over here. It's not just one isur or two. Already a person involved in such a deal can come out chas v'shalom with many isur Torah. Furthermore, anybody that's involved in making the deal, for example, the sofer that wrote up the shtar, and the lawyer, let's say, that brought the two parties together, these people are also over lefnei aver lo titen michshol, which can be isur deoraita. Now, we take it as a simple understanding that if the deal could have been made by somebody else, so then it's not an Isu Torah. If Nei Avel Tim Mechshul is only, if they were the only ones that could make it happen, it wouldn't have happened without them. But if it would have happened without them, so then they're already an Isu Drabanan, because they're Mesayaya, the Dvar Avera. The question that we have today is as follows. Let's say a person lent money, Berebit. So the question is, do we kones him, do we fine him, and say that he loses his principal. Which means, maybe you'll say, listen, you made a avon, you shouldn't have lent the money, now already we take the shtar, and we rip it up, and you get zero. So the halakha is like this. Adam shilva b'ribit, afapi sha'asur lo l'kbot et ha'ribit. You know, it's forbidden for him to take the ribit. Mekom makom lo kansu hachamim shlo yigbe et ha'keren. They didn't penalize him, so he can't take the keren. But you must know, it's not so simple at all. Because how is he taking the keren? The only way he can take the keren is if you have a shtar to show that the money is owed to him. The witnesses on the shtar that sign on a shtar that is a ribit shtar are really now edim that are pisulim, because they're signing on a shtar, they posel themselves, because they're avaryanim, these guys, they're signing on such a shtar. So the only way he can really collect with edim is in a case where the edim did not know the isur of ribit when they signed the shtar. But if the edim knew that there's an isur of ribit, and they warned them that, listen, you can't sign such a shtar, this is avon, and they signed anyway, so already the shtar cannot be paid with such edim, the loveh can say, listen, I'm not paying you back anything, prove to me that I owe you the money. He brings up the shtar. These witnesses weren't allowed to sign in the first place. So in that case over there, the money cannot be paid back. But in a regular case where you could, the edim just signed, didn't know what they were signing, which means from the isurim, then of course he could pay back. Or if, let's say, the loveh admits, he says, listen, I owe the money. Once he admits, then already there's nothing stronger than the admission of the loveh, then even though it was a ribit transaction, the keren, the principal, must be paid back.